up stories when he said that. That was the Lord of the church, the Messiah, the Holy One of Israel, the one who died on the cross for our sins, whose grace is sufficient for us if we will confess our sin and forsake it. His grace does not overlook or wink at our sexual proclivities and promiscuity. And serial divorce and remarriage is promiscuity. It is. From God's viewpoint. You see, viewpoint really does determine destiny. So we get all excised and stirred up over a 10-year-old boy who was named Grand Marshal for a gay pride parade in Northwest Arkansas, the Bible Belt of America. Gay activists trot this kid out to make him the poster child for promoting unnatural sexual expression. We call it child abuse, and yet we don't see how we're abusing our children when we divorce their mother or their father, leave over a million children a year for the last 40 years as virtual orphans. We don't see that we're abusing our children because we've come to justify it. You know, we say, well, everybody's doing it. It's okay. No, it's not okay. Are you going to line up with God's viewpoint or man's viewpoint? Now, interestingly, this very day I received an email from Cyprus in the middle of the Mediterranean Sea. This is a British man, actually from Wales, the UK, and he sent me a very lengthy letter, which is a preacher repenting from an adulterous remarriage. And I just want to distill this. This preacher, when he was 19 years old, married a girl. She was a great girl. They became Christians, and for several years they lived great together. The wife began to grow cold and indifferent toward her faith. He divorced her because he put her away. And then lived for 7 years believing that the Bible did not approve remarriage. And for 7 years he lived as a single man loving the Lord. And then he came under the guidance, so to speak, of other so-called pastors and evangelists that purported to have more experience and so on, that told him it was fine for him to remarry. Even, of course, the Scripture said otherwise. And so he did. And then, no sooner had he remarried than the Holy Spirit came upon him in a tremendous wave of conviction. And over a series of time, he became so convicted of what he had done that he has repented. He and his remarried spouse have decided they will be more interested in pleasing God than in pleasing each other by remaining together. So they have lovingly, patiently, and carefully decided to separate in order to show themselves holy before God. Then, finally, divorce is contagious. There's no question about it. We opened with that here today on the program. You may recall the prophet Malachi in the last book of the Old Testament, where God was bringing the religious leaders of that day in Israel to task for their rebellion against him. And he says, you're covering the altar, my altar, with your tears. You're weeping and wailing and wringing your hands about all the problems that you're having. He said, I'm not going to listen to them anymore. I'm not going to regard your offerings anymore. I'm not going to receive them with goodwill at your hand because you're dealing treacherously with the wife of your youth. Three times he says, you're dealing treacherously. Take heed to your spirit. This is a spiritual matter, friends. It's not a psychological matter. It is not a cultural matter. It is a spiritual matter. And I say to you, in the name of the Lord, take heed to your spirit. Now, here's what the Apostle Paul said about this in 1 Corinthians chapter 5 and 6. You ought to read it because the Corinthian church thought that they were the most special, the most spiritual of all. yet they had sexual stuff going on that wasn't even happening in the Gentile world. And the Apostle Paul said that if you're keeping company with somebody in the body who is called a brother, who is engaged in sexual sin, you must remove him and have no company with him. Why is that? Because that sin will metastasize through the body, just like these scientists have just found that divorce is contagious. All sexual sin is highly contagious. Not only that, it will take you to hell. The Apostle Paul said, the unrighteous, don't you know, don't be deceived, neither the unrighteous will inherit the kingdom of God, nor fornicators, nor adulterers, nor practicing homosexuals. You're not going to inherit the kingdom of God. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, and Jesus is coming soon. Get a copy of Seduction of the Saints, your gift of $18 or more to Save America Ministries. The return, your gift of $12 and become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries. God bless you and be a blessing.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Greater Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Bob Chapman, the international forecaster, and we're going to simply cover what is really going on in the world, because believe me, ladies and gentlemen, the majority of the outlets, media outlets in this country are controlled. They're there for one reason, that is to conceal the truth about what's going on. The whole economic system of our country is contracting. It's contracting because it is organized to contract. There's a small group of people who control the wealth of our country, and they've really been able to create tremendous prosperity just by printing money and putting it out without anything at all behind it, gradually lowering the value of our currency. Once they were able, of course, to get us off the gold standard, and they've made fabulous amounts of money. And now, of course, you're seeing the greatest transfer of wealth that has ever taken care of from the individuals, from the average individual here in America, to this elite group. And who are the people in the elite group? Well, the people in the big banks, and they all tie into the Trilateral Commission. There's six major banks, Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup. Then you have Bank of America, Wells Fargo, Morgan Stanley. They all tie into the Trilateral Commission and the Council on Foreign Relations. And basically what they're doing is destroying our economy because they want to, of course, create chaos, not only here but throughout the world, and use the chaos to take us into a world government. Now, probably along the way, they're going to take us into another terrible and genocidal war, and I fear that there will be nuclear weapons used in one form or another in this confrontation, and I hope and pray that I'm wrong, but everything points that is the case. In fact, I was just reading an article here. It appeared in the New York Times, and it was last Saturday, simply talking about the fact that the joblessness continues in this country, and we lost 3.7 million jobs last year, a couple of million the year before that. I mean, they will acknowledge that we have 9.5% unemployment, but then they said 9.5% unemployment, which is really great. It's fallen, but of course the rate of unemployment goes up. How can unemployment fall and unemployment go up? Very, very simply, because they jiggle the figures around, and you have to understand that they will say one thing, but they really mean another. And let's go to our guest this evening. That would be Bob Chapman, and we'll see if we can get our producer to pass him over to us. And let's see if we No, we don't seem to be able to get our producer. I'll have to have my my assistant to go see if we can get the producer to move our special guest over. Because basically what they suggest in this article is the only way to really get employment going would be to have a war. Now, certainly this is certainly a frightening thing to contemplate, but unfortunately there really are wicked and evil people back in Washington, D.C., who would love to plunge us into another war. We've been fighting a no-win war in Iraq. We've been there for, well, we went there in 2003. Our troops are still there. They say, well, of course, the combat function is over, and they're simply lying to us. Our boys are still being killed in Iraq. Our boys are still being killed in Afghanistan. And you can go up on the internet and simply type in CIA ISI. ISI is the intelligence agency of Pakistan, and the CIA is funding the ISI, and the ISI is funding the Taliban and Al Qaeda. We are funding the people who are killing our boys, and it doesn't make any sense. But that's so much of what's going on in America. Doesn't make sense today any more than the fact that we were funding the Russians, we were funding the North Vietnamese, we were funding the Viet Cong during the Vietnam War, because how could that little tiny country of Vietnam, ever North Vietnam, ever stood against the mightiest nation in the world? Well, let's go to Bob Chapman. Hi, Bob. How are we doing?
We're pretty good, and I think you're absolutely correct.
Hold that thought. We'll be right back. All right, Bob, you pick up the story. Tell us what's going on.
Well, I think that there's two things that are very important here. In the United States, it's the phasing out of the stimulus over the past 17 months. We had an increase in GDP over a one-year period, and along with the Federal Reserve, the two entities injected $2.3 trillion into the economy, and it didn't last.
Now, was that the Federal Reserve and the Obama administration, or just the Federal Reserve component?
No, it's both.
Okay, fine.
The Obama administration got about $860 billion. And the remainder came from the Fed, which they, of course, made out of thin air. And this is causing them real problems, because the House just it was the Senate who just refused to extend unemployment benefits. And that means this coming week that 2 million people are going to lose their checks. And when all is said and done at the rate they're going, it'll be about 5 million. This will have devastating consequences on the society, not only economically and financially, but socially. And because there's liable to be a lot of demonstrating and violence and everything else. And the only way they can ameliorate that situation is by having the Fed, for the next 2.5 years, create $2.5 trillion twice, or a total of $5 trillion. That's what it'll take to keep the economy from collapsing and keep it going level to slightly higher, like it did this past 17 months of the past year. The GDP figures for the second quarter will be in about another week or two. These will be preliminary figures. And they'll be talking in terms of a plus 2%, maybe a plus 1.5%. And that number will probably come in at plus 1.5%. But in the second half of the year, we're looking at even in the third quarter and maybe a minus 1% to 2% in the fourth quarter, and there's nothing they can do about that now.
Hold that thought, Bob. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Bob is simply pointing out that they put out, Sydney, between the Federal Reserve System and the Obama administration, about 2.3 $3 trillion. That was about a trillion and a half from the Fed, just created out of nothing. And then the stimulus bill was $867 billion. So they put that out, and it got the economy going up, but now the economy's level off and begin to contract. In other words, this was all done artificially simply by throwing all that money into the market. And Bob says right now, of course, the Senate has refused to renew unemployment benefits for people who've been out of work for a couple of years. And so basically we're talking about within a few weeks, 2 million people will not be getting their government checks. And certainly then, before long, it'll be up to 5 million people. And this is going to create an awful lot of unhappy people. After all, they've been living well. Why should they work when they get a government check? $1,200, $1,500 a month, and then, of course, whatever income they could make on the side and not declare. But suddenly you're going to have all these people unemployed and not getting a check. And then, of course, we have real problems as far as our welfare state is concerned, certainly at the state level. Most of our states certainly are having real problems. They're having to lay off police. They're having to lay off firemen. They're having to lay off teachers. And so an awful lot of these government employees who had been on the gravy train for a long period of time are not going to be on the gravy train. Furthermore, the states don't have any money for the pension funds. Their pension funds in Illinois, 50% unfunded. Here in California, the state pension funds, or three of them, $500 billion, almost a trillion dollars underfunded. So we're in real trouble, and Bob says that they can actually solve the problem simply by churning out about $5 trillion over the next few years just to keep the economy going. Won't really be going anyplace, but it'd keep it from collapsing. And what happens if they don't put up the money, Bob?
Directly into a deflationary depression. And it's going to come anyway, but that would be the outcome. And at the G20... the emissaries from the United States said, look, we're going to do it our way, you do it yours. And, you know, we've got these tax increases coming next year of about 15%, which would be devastating to the economy. That would be allowing
income tax to go up, the alternative minimum tax, and the death tax.
Yeah, but, you know, instead of cutting government spending 30%, which they should do, and allow the tax increases that were incorporated before by the previous administration as they are and not let them revert, they would stand a chance of taking the economy out. And with the Fed, they could probably, over several years of, we'll call it lightweight depression, they might be able to get away with it, but they don't get it. They didn't learn the lessons that were taught by what the Fed did in the 1930s, which really caused the depression. I mean, it was deliberate. It was just absolutely a question. So you and I have to look back and say to ourselves, well, what do they want? Well, we know what they want. And that is, they want a collapse of the system so that people throughout the world, never mind just the United States, will have to will be in a position where they'll have to accept world government, and this is what it's all about. So really, it only matters as to when, and they have this capability of pulling the plug. And in the meantime, they'll probably have another war in the Middle East to keep people shut up, you know, people who are worried about getting bombed or losing their children, whether it's at home or in a war, aren't too worried about economics and finance and where the next meal's coming from, because they may be dead as a result of what's going on. So I think that the money will be put into the system. We'll have higher inflation, perhaps hyperinflation, and I see, as I've explained on the program before, and, you know, a lot of people took exception to what I had to say 4 or 5 months ago, regarding international meeting late this year or sometime next year, where the international powers would they would devalue and revalue currencies and allow defaults among nations. I think we're seeing a little bit of that right now over in Europe, as we've discussed before. Germany's talking in terms of let's let the pigs, the nations who have economic problems within the euro zone, let's let them write off 50 or 60% of their debt, so that we can still do business with them, essentially. And I think that their answer to all of this is the SDR, which they intend to back with carbon taxes, which will be, at least from their viewpoint, passed by every nation.
Now, that's a special drawing right issued by the International Monetary Fund, SDR. Go ahead. And so they'd be backed by carbon taxes. Go ahead.
And they would devalue all currencies or revalue them against this SDR. And they would also do this default settlement. So everything I see that I can back into is leading in that direction. So my synopsis of several months ago was correct. The question is, when are they going to do it? And once they do it, they'll try to, again, revitalize the system, and it's not going to work because they can't have any gold backing on the SDR because the IMF rule says that you can't do that. And, of course, that's deliberate. And what will happen is that this SDR will start off fresh and then cycle downward. How long will it take? It could take 2 or 3 years. It could take as many as 10 years. You know, there's no telling because it's never been done before. And in the meantime, the world will wallow in perpetual a twilight zone between recession and depression. And unemployment for all of those years will remain very high. And I also think that the euro will be done away with. The U.S. dollar will not be the reserve currency of the world. I think that the eurozone will break up. And I think the EU will break up as well, because the only way that the U.S. And the U.K. can compete is by instituting tariffs on goods and services. I mean, I don't have to tell you, listeners, that our country's been devastated. 8 million jobs have been lost in 11 years and 5.3 due to the recession. So we've lost 13.3 million jobs. We have 10 million people, approximately, that are underemployed, working an average of 4.1 hours per week, and we continue to lose jobs through free trade, globalization, offshoring, and outsourcing, and nobody in America gets it. This is where we're headed.
Well, I'm sure you're right, Bob, and I think that the outlook really is very, very bleak. And, of course, they keep telling us things are looking better. You know, my goodness, you know, the unemployment rate is falling. But they don't tell you that's a U2 unemployment rate. And the reason it's falling is because more and more people have just given up looking for work, so no longer getting their unemployment checks. And actually, as the U2 rate falls, the unemployment rate goes up. And people don't understand. It's the old adage that figures don't lie, but liars figure, and they work for government, and they juggle the figures so that the public cannot figure what's going on. And when you understand that, why, it all makes sense.
And that's right. And it doesn't make sense to people. They got to look at U6, and they got to take out the birth-death ratio, which is totally bogus. And then it'll come out with 22.38% unemployment. And that number is going to be, by the end of the year, it'll be 25%. And it may be higher into those levels by the end of September.
And people don't understand. They've intentionally destroyed our steel industry, our textile industry, our automobile industry, our electronic industry. Try to buy a computer that's made here in the United States or a television set made here in the United States. We simply shipped all of our electronics overseas intentionally. They know what they're doing. They destroyed our lumber industry. They've destroyed our mining industry. Now they've shut down offshore oil drilling. They've destroyed agriculture here in the central coast of California, in the Central Valley of California. Oh, by, of course, cutting off the water to the farmers. They know exactly what they're doing, and then they say, oh, we're trying to get jobs, we're doing everything we can to get jobs. And ladies and gentlemen, they're doing everything they can to take away the jobs, but they can't tell the American people the truth any more than they can tell the American people why they won't enforce our immigration laws, intentionally not enforcing the immigration laws because they want to lower our living standards. They want to actually bring in a lot of people to take American jobs. They know what they're doing, but what politician could ever tell the public the truth? It's all about globalization, isn't it, Bob?
It certainly is. And when we come back, I'll have something to say about immigration, illegal immigration, that is.
Well, it's certainly the Obama administration is going to bring a lawsuit against the state of Arizona. Now, what people don't understand is the vast majority of the people support what Arizona's done. And even a lot, I'd say probably the majority of the Spanish people, the Mexican people in this country, who came here illegally, realize that this is going to be taking away their jobs, and it's going to bring more crime into their neighborhoods and more murder and killing into their neighborhoods. And so, certainly, I think probably the majority of the Mexican people support what's going on. There's just a small number of globalists who don't. Bob, you pick up the story.
Yes, the two polls that I've seen, the surveys, they show that either 90 or 94% of...
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount gold and silver trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a 4-tape or a 4-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances? Even things which can cause sickness or disease. If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Connor, calling from Santa Monica. Hi, Connor. Do you have a question for Bob?
Yes, I do, Dr. Stan. Thank you for taking my call.
You go right ahead.
Bob, have you heard of the Houston Dome, the glass dome over Houston, Texas?
You mean where they play sports activities, or?
No, like it's like a giant transparent glass dome over the whole city of Houston. It's like in the Simpsons movie, they put the glass dome over Springfield.
Well, I think that's really, I don't believe it exists.
Oh, you don't think so?
No, I don't think so, but thank you so much for calling, Connor. And I don't really believe there is a glass dome over the city of Houston. But anyway, if you're out there and you have a legitimate call, give us a call. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 1-800-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Sort of reminds me of the fellow who's saying, you know, there really isn't any oil spill down there and at the Gulf. Why, of course, what it really is that they drilled into an asphalt volcano and it's all tar. But to convince the people that it's really an oil spill, they're having these ships out there. And what do you think those ships are doing? They're dumping oil onto the water to convince people there's an oil leak. And, of course, this is the same fellow who 2 months ago was telling us about the North Korean submarine that torpedoed the Deep Horizon oil rig there. But there are people who are intentionally putting out disinformation, and you've got to be really very, very careful. And sometimes it even sounds plausible. But I really don't think there's a glass dome over the city of Houston at the present time. Well, if you have a question or comment for Bob, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, what are they doing as far as gold and silver? Certainly they've knocked the price down recently, Bob.
Yeah, they've knocked it down about, $60, $70. And that's not unusual at all. I mean, you know, gold goes up and down just like everything else does. Although I believe that the downside was expedited by our government, because they do that very often, in order to allow the commercials, which are banks on the COMEX, which is a futures exchange, to be able to cover their short positions, which they did. They covered 40,000 of about 200 and we'll say 85,000 short positions, which is very, very high. Not a record, but high. And so I think that's what part of the game was about. And I think gold's going to turn around and go right back up again. It might happen tomorrow, but it's going to happen. And I think by the end of the year, it'll be higher and maybe even substantially higher. Because when the public finds out what's going on with this new injection of funds by the Fed, which I think they'll start, I'm guessing, after the House and the Senate have finally approved and had signed this new financial Fed monopoly bill. Once that happens, I think they'll start moving on it, and a little bit of it will start showing up in November and December, and from then on out,
they'll pour enough in to keep things going for a good two more years. But they're not going to fly. I mean, unemployment's going to be still high. It's not going down. And the economy's not going to make any great gains on average. Probably over a year to 2 years, they might average a plus 2% of GDP, but they'll have to spend $5 trillion to do it. And what does that do to the dollars that you have in your pocket or in the bank? It makes them go down in value and purchasing power. And at the same time, to offset that, gold and silver will go up. As a matter of fact, I was on a program earlier today, and someone said to me, well, such and such said that the dollar has been rising against gold. And if you look at my last issue, I have a link in there that has the gains and losses of all the currencies versus gold. And the United States, for the first 6 months of the year, the U.S. dollar was down 13.3%. And incidentally, Mexico did better than the U.S. government did. They were only off 12.2%.
All right, fine. Well, Chris, we're talking with Bob Chapman, the international forecaster. And basically, ladies and gentlemen, they are manipulating the price of gold. They've kept it down for a long period of time. But the people over in Europe are beginning to realize, of course, that the whole financial system is beginning to come down. What we hear is that it's very, very difficult to buy gold in Europe because, of course, and in some places like Greece, why, it's $1,700 an ounce. In other words, people are desperate to get gold. They want something to protect their wealth. Well, this is Dr. Stan and our guest, Bob Chapman. Bob, have you heard anything more about what's happening over in Europe as far as the availability of gold and in Greece and in other countries over there?
Well, it's interesting. I haven't heard any stories for about a month or a month and a half of not being able to get any delivery at all or for 2 to 4 weeks. And I really don't have an update on that. I do know that I've seen research that shows that of the total global investments, and of course this is worldwide, only about, well, less than 1% is in gold and silver related assets. Now that is not very much. Now when people talk about a bubble, I gotta be crazy.
Well, I think that there will come a bubble, but I think it's got a long ways to go. And the bubble comes when there's frantic buying and suddenly the price is going up on a daily basis. And that's the time, of course, you want to think about selling. But right now, let's go to Adam, who's calling us from Flint, Michigan. Hi, Adam. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. How are you, gentlemen?
Doing fine. Do you have a question for Bob?
I do. What do you think about education and the way of finance? I mean, is it, let's say I'm considering going back to school for a master's degree in finance, would it be worth my time at all, or am I just going to be getting a huge runaround? What do you think?
Well, I think if you look at what's going on in the employment market, the master's degrees are not enhancing the possibilities of employment or increases in income. I mean, college graduates are making anywhere between 25 and 60,000 a year in most jobs. And, you know, the guys that work for the U.S. Postal Department make that much money. And so there's not much out there. There's not much promise. At this point in time, I would say no. And I would take the money that you would normally spend to do that and buy gold and silver-related assets. And then maybe if we really get lucky, 5 or 10 or 15 years from now, this thing will have blown over and the system would have been purged and you would have been able to keep your assets together and maybe multiplied them. And then you'll be solvent. You may want to start a business. If you have enough, you may want to retire.
Hold that thought, Bob. Hold that thought. We'll be right back here. Well, this is Dr. Stan, certainly our guest, Bob Chapman from the International Forecaster. We had Adam calling from Flint, Michigan. He wanted to know about maybe going back to school and getting a master's in economics, and Bob said he thought it was a pretty poor job, because, of course, if you're a college graduate, why are most college graduates are making $25,000 to $60,000 a year? You make that much working for the post office. But I think one of the things I would certainly add, and that is that most of what you'd learn in college, Adam, is just not true. I mean, I have a college degree and a 5 out of Kappa Key, and other than what I learned about medicine, why, certainly most of the things I learned, minoring in history, other than the dates, that they couldn't falsify the dates, but the reason things happened, they never told us, and they certainly concealed an awful lot of important things, and they indoctrinated us in evolution and in unscientific things, because to destroy the people's faith in God. So basically, right now, if you go back to college, you're not going to learn the truth about what's really going on. I think you'll learn more by listening to Bob Chapman every Monday.
Well, he's, I have to confess, anything I know about finances come from listening to Bob on your show.
Okay, and fine. Anything else you want to say before we let you go?
Just one more question. The guy who talked about the glass bubble over Dallas, is he the one who also said that it's really just asphalt coming out? Is this the same guy?
No, this is a different guy, okay?
Oh, okay, thanks.
Okay, right. Fine. Thanks very much. And, of course, we've got Delilah calling from Auburn, Ohio. Akron, Ohio, I'm sorry. But before we get to Delilah. Well, Bob, could you go ahead and tell our listeners how they could subscribe to the International Forecaster? And I will tell people it's an excellent publication. I listen to it regularly, and I've learned a lot from it. Go right ahead.
Well, the Forecaster is about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues all over the world. And we publish on Wednesdays and Saturdays by email, and it runs around 40 pages each time. We have a hard copy that goes out for people who are not on the Internet. That goes out twice a month. And if you'd like to go to our site, that address is www.intforecaster.com. That's intforecaster.com. The email address, and we give you that because we answer everybody's questions. And that address is bob@intforecaster.com. bob@intforecaster.com, or you can call toll free 800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188.
Okay, very well. Let's go to Delilah there, and Delilah, I should say, in Akron, Ohio. Hi, Delilah. How are you doing?
Good evening, gentlemen. Good evening, Bob and Dr. Monteith. Thank you for taking my call. How do I want to phrase this? Bob, in your opinion, how much time do we have left for preparation before you think the Illuminati are going to go ahead and pull the plug?
Well, it's really hard to say, because if what I suspect happens with the Federal Reserve over the next 2.5 years, then they'll create enough money to ward off the undertow of deflation, which has been swallowing the economy for the last 7 years. And so it could take 3 or 4 years. It could take as long as 10. It's too hard to call. I just can't do it. All I know is what I see, and I can try to project, and I certainly am not the last word. No one comes down to me in the evening, and there's no thunderbolt, and I don't hear any words from our great Lord in heaven. And so All I'm doing is guessing. But things are going to get more difficult, and hyperinflation should rage.
from what they'll have to do. And that could carry us another 2.5 years. So it all depends on what you're thinking of. If you have assets and you want to protect them, you put them in gold and silver. If you don't have dehydrated and freeze-dried food put away, then what you do is do so along with a water filter and have something to defend yourself with.
Okay, anything else, Delia?
Do you have any idea what type of time frame this hyperinflation is going to really start kicking in, Bob?
It all depends on when they start. That injection of money is called monetization, and if it's not sterilized by sitting in a bank, which it has been, and that's another thing, they may let the banks loose too. The banks have reduced lending to small and medium-sized businesses over the past almost 2 years by 25%, and they create 70 to 80% of all the jobs. So you wonder why there's no jobs. And if that money gets spent or lent, that it's monetized. And then we have whatever else the Fed is doing. So inflation's going to be certainly back up to what it was in 1980 and what it was 2.5 to 3 years ago.
Abdullah, remember, Chris, one thing that we haven't taken into factor is what's God going to do? And we'll just have to wait and see. Maybe there's going to be a war. Maybe God's going to intervene. All we can do is just wait and see and try to be truthful and faithful to our personal spiritual beliefs. Thanks so very much for calling, and let's go to Nelson, who's calling us from Spokane, Washington. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And go ahead, Nelson. Do you have a question for our guest?
Yeah, hi, guys. I love your radio show and Bob Chapman's advice, and I've been following you guys, listening to you for several years, and I actually live in Queens. I'm just in Spokane for the summer, and I'm wondering what Bob thinks of that. I'm in a doctorate program out there.
What are you studying for?
Well, the title was economics.
Okay, go ahead.
As you said, it really has nothing to do with real economics. The information you learn is pretty pointless as far as I see. A lot of new Keynesian models and whatever they're talking about, you know.
Okay, fine. Well, what was the question for Bob?
Well, I mean, I have a fellowship, but, you know, everything they're talking about, you guys are talking about expecting to come down, the hyperinflation, a lot of these crises that are likely to come down in the not-so-distant future. I wonder what he thinks about living in New York City, because I moved there a year ago. I finished 1 year. I actually have the MA, but I've been living there for a year, and one of the things I was kind of wondering why I didn't really want to go, and I thought it would be a bad place to be in the next few years. I'm just trying to finish and get out. I don't like it there.
All right. Well, so Bob, what do you think about Nelson returning to New York City? He's come from Queens. And so basically, what do you think about living in New York at this time in history?
Well, I think any big city in the world is problematic, whether it's Frankfurt or Mexico City or whatever it is. And so you don't want to be there, and especially Queens. I know Queens very, very well. My wife grew up there, and I know how it's changed over the years. And I would advise you, you're probably a lot safer in Spokane, than you are in most other places. And so, once you get your work done academically, I would move on.
And I think that's excellent advice. I'm really very worried about civil unrest and violence and chaos and crisis in our major cities. And I would not, I specifically would not be wanting living in New York City. And let me suggest you get out your Bible and read from Revelation 14 to the end of Revelation 18, why they talk about, a great city being destroyed, okay?
Yeah, I agree with you. He said finish. So he thinks in the short run, maybe finish. Because it's actually a job. I mean, at least for the next year, they'll be paying me.
All right, fine. We'll take the payment, and Spokane's a pretty nice place to live. A lot of nice people up there. Okay.
Pretty good area. Okay, well, thanks, guys.
God thanks bless. So much. And, Sydney, that was Nelson calling from Spokane. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call, and we'd like to hear what you think about what's going on economically, or if you have a question for Bob, why he's the person who's got the answers. And so basically the other countries of the world apparently are going to begin cutting back. Most of them are cutting back on their pensions, they're cutting back on government expenditures, and what you're suggesting is that we're not going to do that, we're going to continue this downward spiral, because basically what we're doing is simply spending ourselves into oblivion. And, of course, what's going to happen as far as our states are concerned? Here in California, the state is bankrupt with a $20 billion deficit they'll admit to, and probably another $20 billion they won't admit to. And Sydney and Illinois, they're bankrupt. And so many of our states really cannot meet their financial obligations. Do you think the federal government's simply going to fund them to keep them going, try to keep this whole thing going, you know, for another year or two? Or what do you think's going to happen as far as the states are concerned?
I don't think they have any choice unless they want chaos. And so I think the Fed will find a way to get the money to them to last them over this two-and-a-half-year period. I don't think a lot of it will begin and have any effect on the coming election. People are enraged at politicians. Doesn't matter what party. You have people being bamboozled and deceived by this horrible nationalization and socialization of medical care and all of the 19 tax increases inside of it. And then on top of that, you have them in Washington pushing to legalize the illegal aliens. It isn't going to work. And so, some of the best minds that talk about things that Dan and I do think that there's no hope. Well, I think there's a lot of hope. And I think that we will be able to unseat these people and move towards getting our government back. If it doesn't happen, I don't even want to contemplate what's going to happen. Hello?
I'm sorry, Bob, I didn't press the button. Certainly, what's happening as far as South America is concerned? Certainly, Brazil seems to be doing fairly well. I know that money is quite expensive. What is it, 12% to borrow money? But at least the economy, the businesses seem to be doing fairly well, aren't they?
They are, but, you know, there's something intrinsically wrong with an economy that you have to pay if you're a AAA lender 12.5%. Interest rates, and if you're not, you're paying 25%. Now, there's no economy that can continue to function at a profitable and high level and pay those kind of interest rates. So it's only a matter of time before Brazil succumbs. Argentina has dreadful problems. They have a fascist government. The man that runs Brazil is a hardcore socialist. Uruguay now has a very militant communist running the country. And then we have Venezuela and Bolivia and Ecuador, all run by communists. And poor Chile, who hasn't done anything wrong, has an earthquake. And so Colombia is doing reasonably well as a satrapy of the United States government. But, it doesn't leave many choices. Panama is going to change their banking laws in September, and that ought to cancel them out pretty good. And the situation in Guatemala and Nicaragua are very difficult right now. So, you know, you talk about South and Central America, what are you talking about? You're talking about Costa Rica and Mexico.
What about Belize? Somebody just commented, what about Belize?
Well, it should be fine. The problem is, if you like solitude and nothing to do, it's a good place to go to.
Okay, fine. Well, let's go to Tony, who's calling us from Michigan. Hi, Tony. How are you doing? Do you have a question for Bob?
Yes, I do. You were talking about moving out of the cities, how bad they're going to become.
Well, that's the large cities now. That's not all cities.
Large cities. I used to live in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and back in the 60s. I went up there in May of this year. Somerville, which is the most densely populated city in the country, Somerville, Massachusetts, and it was terrible. I couldn't believe all the people and the cars and the this and the that, so congested. So I can see how if things happen, it's going to be bad because there's no place, no room.
Well, I'd like to comment on that.
Mm-hmm.
And you just happened to hit the city in which I was born.
Which one was
which
that?
Somerville, Massachusetts.
My husband was born there too.
And I graduated from Somerville High School in 1963.
He did too. Yes.
Pardon me?
He did too.
Who did?
Somerville High School, my husband.
Her husband, right.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's very interesting. But anyway,
it was never a paradise to start off with. Pardon me?
It was never a paradise to start off with.
Well, it's,
and every,
it's worse
every,
now.
Every large city is degenerated, so it's
mm-hmm.
worse now.
It's much worse.
Okay, anything else you wanted to say there, Tony?
And one other thing, I was watching a program tonight. It was talking about the loan, people getting the loans, or payday loans, and cashing. This man in Tennessee, he had bought a big, huge mansion. He had bought a baseball field. He had bought a yacht. You know of him, Bob?
No.
You don't know of him? Well, they were talking about him tonight, and how Arizona going to start putting regulations on the fees, the percentage you can make from loans and stuff, but they're going to start doing auto loans because you can get about 200%, I heard.
Okay, well, thank you,
sir. Thank
you so much, Tony, and we'll go to Tony calling from Spokane. Tony, you have a question for our guest.
Yeah, how you doing, Dr. Stan?
Doing fine. Good to hear from you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I don't know if I can talk over this.
Okay, you hold there. We'll be back in just a moment, I guess, this evening. Bob Chapman for the International Forecaster. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program. Okay, Tony, what was your question?
I just got a quick question. About 2 years ago, I really started buying a lot more gold. And all I wanted to do is just get the cheapest.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, I was horrified when I saw the plight of the people in Haiti after the earthquake, but a similar event could happen right here in the United States, and that's why you should call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and purchase a supply of his products. Freeze-drying is a great way to preserve food. I know because I bought a supply 40 years ago, and when I opened a can recently, the food was as fresh and tasty as when I purchased it. We're living in uncertain times, so if you'd like to have a supply of ground beef, diced beef, chicken, vegetables, or fruit on hand,
call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD. And mention you heard about him right here at Radio Liberty.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com.
Effort to keep the economy from contracting, and in the process, of course, they're going to lay the basis for the destruction of the value of our currency by churning out trillions of dollars sort of with nothing behind them. They call it quantitative easing, and of course, that's a real nice name that they have for the destruction of the value of everything that you've worked your whole life for. Quantitative easing. Remember that when you, Sydney, find that your life savings, your pensions, your insurance policies, your annuities, all of these things denominated in dollars have been effectively destroyed. Well, this is the time when we need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. And if you're out there in the listening audience, you're positioned to help. We'd love to hear from you, and you can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and subscribe to our newsletter. I mean, you do that by calling 1-800-544-8927. If you're not in a position to help, but you agree with what we're talking about, you agree with me that we're really involved in a spiritual battle being fought on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield, then please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision, and our protection. Now, how do you get educated? Well, first of all, you start with my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and or watch the DVD, and if you can't afford it, it's on our website at radioliberty.com. Because you can always read our newsletters. They're posted at radioliberty.com, and they're free, as certainly are the radio programs, the DVDs, and videos that are posted there. We want you to get the information. We want you to get it out. We want you to circulate it. Feel free to copy the newsletters and circulate them, especially the April and May newsletters this year. And then go back, of course, to Major General Smedley Butler's article. It's written many, many years ago. You'll have to go back to find it, but it's well worthwhile going ahead and pulling it down. It's an essay written by a Major General in the Marine Corps who had two congressional records of two congressional medals of honor, and it was entitled War is a Racket. War is a Racket. You can go onto your search engine on your computer and type in Radio Liberty, War is a Racket, and you'll go right to it. Circulate that and give it to as many people as you can, because we need to do everything we can to warn the American people that our leaders are planning into taking us to another senseless war. But this war, will, of course, will have terrible consequences here at home, because there are Islamic terrorist training camps here that are being funded with your tax money, where they're training radicals to carry out acts of sabotage and terrorism here. Many of these people have been to Pakistan, some of them have been to Afghanistan, where they've been fighting Americans, then coming back to the United States. And you say, well, this couldn't be going on. The government would stop this sort of thing. But you must understand, ladies and gentlemen, the invisible government will not, because they want chaos and crisis here in America. And the FBI, there's nothing they can do. They know about this, but they're not allowed to intervene. If you don't think that this is a factor, if you'd like to know what was going on in the United States in the late 1980s and up into the early 1990s, we have a video. It's called Jihad in America. It was actually completed in 1994, all about the Islamic terrorist training camps here in the United States. And, of course, many of the people who were involved in the first bombing of the World Trade Center were going there. The FBI had pictures of them. They had pictures of Abdul Azam there and actually in Oklahoma City in 1988, talking about attacking America and cutting off their hands and feet here as part of the jihad. The FBI had all of this information, but they couldn't let the American people know. This video was actively suppressed from 1994. It was shown only one time and then totally suppressed in free America. Where we have freedom of the press, that means when you own the press, you have the ability to suppress whatever you want to. We do have the DVD or the video, Jihad in America. You need to get that. Brotherhood of Darkness, and then we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival, to pray for our leaders and our ministers, but please pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection. We'll be back in just a moment. This is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and hopefully for the next hour they're going to be the views of Glenn Spencer. But right now we're going to have to just check and see. My producer's handing me something, and it says that certainly we... getting a message machine. I'm just going to ask him to go ahead and keep calling that number. I'll try both of them, and hopefully we'll be able to get Glenn. Basically, Glenn is from the American Patrol or American Border Patrol, and Glenn is, like myself, has been called to try to educate the American people about what's really going on. But his specialty is what's really going on down on the border with Mexico. And so he bought himself a ranch there. He has a plane. In fact, I think he has a couple of planes. And certainly he has a couple of websites, so you can actually see what's going on down there. He regularly flies the border between the United States and Mexico. And despite the fact that Barbara Boxer and Dianne Feinstein insists that the border fence has been completed, that it's all completed, the fence is completed, it's just not true. Glenn flies it every day, and I'd like you very much to hear what Glenn has to say about the border fence. But basically, I talked to him just this morning, so until we get him on the line, why, of course, I'll be glad to go ahead and give you the information, but in case he's not here, if you'd like to call me, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and we're going to talk about immigration. We're going to talk about the fact that the government steadfastly refuses to reinforce our immigration laws. And the question then has to come up, why won't the federal government enforce the laws of our land? Are we a lawless land? And the truth of the matter is, yes, we have an invisible government that's taken over control in Washington, D.C., and they want illegal immigration. Why would they want illegal immigration? Well, very simply, first of all, they want to create a multicultural, multilingual society. And that is why, for at least 20 years, they've resisted efforts to actually create English as the official language of our country. Because they do not want English to be the official language of our country. They want us to be multilingual. And they want multicultural so they can play one group against the other, because their real objective is to destroy the sovereignty of our nation and create a situation where they'll be able to create chaos. And right now, of course, they're doing everything they can to turn the races one against the other, the black against the white against the black, the Hispanic against the black, the Hispanic against the white. Play one group against the other. That's how you divide and conquer. And there really are people, of course, who want to control this nation. They have a different view. They believe in a world government. They have suddenly this belief that we need an elite to rule the common people. They hate the Constitution because it limits the power of the ruling elite. And that is, of course, why they want to take away our sovereignty, and they certainly want to go ahead and move us into this one-world government. That's what, of course, the European Union was all about. That's what the North American Union was all about. They backed away from that temporarily. Well, it doesn't look like we're going to have a guest, so you're going to have to give us a call. Otherwise, you're going to hear a monologue for an hour with nothing prepared. Point of number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. We'd like to hear from you. We can talk about immigration. We talk about whatever you want to. But the important thing is to understand that the Obama administration, as with, of course, the administration before that and the one before that, Clinton and the first Bush administration, even Reagan, none of them wanted to enforce our immigration laws. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and we're simply talking about the fact that the Obama administration, but even that the administrations before that, none of them wanted to support our immigration laws. We have to ask, why is it? Well, it's simply because these people are dedicated to globalism. They want, of course, to bring in the illegal immigrants. Why? Well, first of all, well, it helps to bankrupt our Social Security and Medicare system. But the biggest thing is, of course, the people who are here working illegally will, of course, drag down the wage structure in this society. And they really want to lower the living standards in the United States. Now, when I say that, most people just shrug and they say, I do not believe that's true. I just will not believe that. It is not true. It's not true because I say it isn't true. And just because you say it's true doesn't mean it's true. And I would respond, oh, because I say it's true, it is because I've read the plan, and you can read the plan too. It's posted on the Internet. It is called the Earth Charter, and it was written by the nephew of the most wealthy and powerful man in the United States, the man who's the honorary chairman of the Council on Foreign Relations, the permanent honorary chairman of the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission, a founding member of the Bilderbergers, and this is David Rockefeller. His nephew, Stephen Rockefeller, wrote the Earth Charter. It is said by the men who have talk about this, people like Mikhail Gorbachev and Marie Strong, it is said to be the new Ten Commandments for America. The Earth Charter is the new Ten Commandments, of course, on point 10A or portion of 10A of this. Why, of course, if you read it, you'll find out that basically they talk about equitable distribution of wealth, not only between nations, or not only within nations, but between nations. Right now, let's go to our special caller from Santa Cruz. Hi, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, Dr. Stan.
Go right ahead.
Oh, it's Ray.
Oh, hi, Ray. How you doing? Yeah, haven't heard from you in some time.
Yeah, been a while. You know, it seems to me I recall back when President Kennedy was president, that the schools were having language teachers from, you know, Spanish language teachers and from Mexico that would come up, and they in the Illinois school system that I was raised in, I remember that. And I remember that the New Frontier, part of the whole thing was to shake hands with your neighbor, you know, and North, Central, and South, you know. And, you know, it isn't much different now, really. I mean, they've had the same goal for since
Canada. Well, hold that thought. We'll be right back in just a moment here. Well, this is Dr. Stan. We've got Ray calling from Santa Cruz. Our telephone number, though, since it's going to be open lines this hour, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. That's 464-8295 here in the Central Coast of California. And Ray, of course, calling from Santa Cruz, was saying that when he went to school in Illinois, why they brought teachers up from Mexico to teach the students Spanish, and the basic theme was, you know, shake hands with your neighbors south of the border and north of the border. It was sort of this globalist approach, at least North Americans, said that we ought to get along with our neighbors, and we ought to get along with our neighbors, and we should be on good terms with our neighbors. But, of course, we should not give up our sovereignty to do that, and that's what the plan is, because the real plan is to raise the living standards of the average American to that of the American peasant, and, of course, to give us the same freedoms that they have in Mexico, which are very limited and few. You are totally subject to the government, which is an elitist government. We have a small ruling elite. They control both political parties. And, of course, you have a massive number of people in the lower in, class. And this is what you have. An elitist system lives in Mexico. It was installed many years ago by the elitists in the United States. And, of course, it's been very effective to suppress their rights and hopes and aspirations of the people there. And I don't blame the people living south of the border wanting to come to America. I just would like them to come here legally. I do it legally. We've got an awful lot of good Americans, loyal Americans who are of Mexican origin living here in America, and they're going to be especially hurt by this influx of illegal immigrants and the crime and the other things that they're going to bring, but mostly what they're going to do to our welfare system, what they're going to certainly do to our jobs as they lower the job rates, the salaries here in America. But go ahead, Ray.
Well, you know, it seems to me, well, I do remember this well, and President Kennedy was, you know, president at the time, and I was growing up, and I remember that. I remember a lot of things about Kennedy that it seemed to me that this kind of thing about illegal immigrants has been going on for quite a long time. I mean, even at that time, the kind of thing with he kind of, in a way, his administration kind of probably made it acceptable, you know, for this to happen. You know, it seems like they've been planning this for years, you know. It's almost, you know, it's been on the drawing board for a long time.
I think you're absolutely right, Ray. There is a master plan. In fact, if you read the writings of the occultists, when they write the word plan, they always have a capital P, as if it's deified. And I believe that there is a spiritual plan, but it comes from the parallel dimension. You go right ahead.
Yeah. Well, also at the time, as you recall, people were swarming into Florida for Cuba. There was a lot of things going on, and I think that I'm not want to jump subjects here and, you know, jump into another subject too much, but I think that part of the reason for President Kennedy's assassination was of course the Bay of Pigs, the failure in Bay of Pigs, and also the mafia was also involved with the casinos in Havana, and they hated Kennedy after the Bay of Pigs, you know, for a number of reasons, it seems to me. But that would be one of the reasons why he was assassinated, right?
Well, I think that may be one, but I don't think it was the major one. But anyway, did you have a point or question, Ray?
Yeah, what I'm saying is that what I think is it's been going on for a long, long time, and that they had it, they actually planned it out probably during Kennedy's administration.
I think that they probably did, Sidney. We know that in 1967 it was Teddy Kennedy who passed the immigration law that transformed everything in America. And I'm sorry, it was 1965. And Sidney, Ted Kennedy said, this will not change the demographics of America, this new immigration law, my immigration law, it will not change the demographics. And he was lying. Teddy Kennedy was an evil man. And, of course, he wanted to destroy this country. He's done a pretty good job of it. Anyway, thanks very much for calling, Ray. And, again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And you go back to the 1960s, we had a Becerra program at that time. What was the Becerra program? Well, it was certainly Mexicans who wanted to come up here and work, make good money working in the fields. They came in legally. They were they made good money, and they went back home. And this was certainly how we got our field laborers. Now, we hear, oh, my goodness, we need to have the illegal immigrants coming in to work in the fields. Well, we don't need illegal immigrants coming in. We should reinstitute the Becerra program, but you see, that would solve the problem as far as the migrant farm workers. They don't want to solve the problem. They want the problem so they can justify illegal immigration. Certainly by 1986, I think it was, when we had the immigration where we actually gave amnesty to the illegal immigrants at that time, why we were told we had 1 million illegal immigrants in the country, and Ronald Reagan gave his pledge to the American people that if you'll simply go along with amnesty for this 1 million illegal immigrants, I promise you that we will henceforth enforce our immigration laws. We will not have this problem again. There'll never be another amnesty. Well, of course, Ronald Reagan was lying. He did not enforce the immigration laws. There were 2.5 million illegal immigrants, and they all became citizens. And, of course, but that, you see, wasn't the plan. The plan was, of course, that was the first step. And then, of course, they opened up the borders. And at the present time, we probably have somewhere between 12 and 30 million illegal immigrants in America. Some people say 20 or 30 million. Some people say 12 to 20 million. We do not know how many illegal immigrants are in the United States, but we do know that certainly you go into parts of Arizona down along the border, and it is not safe. The police will tell people, do not come here. We cannot maintain law and order. We are actively outgunned. There are parts of Arizona the police will not go into. The Border Patrol will not go into those areas. Why? Because, of course, the drug gangs, the illegal immigrants there have better weapons than the police do. The police have asked for National Guard troops to come there. You're not hearing about this through the controlled media. The last thing they want you to know is that the whole system of law and order is beginning to break down in Arizona, and that is why, of course, they passed this new legislation to allow the police, if they stop somebody for a criminal act, to ask whether or not they are here in this country legally. And you should read all of the things that they will have in the New York Times. Oh, my goodness, well, a lot of these people who are here legally just wouldn't have any identification with them to prove they were here, like, you know, like a driver's license when they're driving. And they use all these sophistic arguments to say how terrible it would be to ask somebody that you stopped for driving, for some other crime, for identification. Now, basically, everybody that was stopped for driving a car will be asked for their identification. And, of course, we're not supposed to ask if they're an illegal immigrant, because we should not try to send illegal immigrants out of the country. You must understand the Obama administration does not want to stop illegal immigration. They do not prosecute the people, except perhaps very, very rarely when they always have the cameras grinding to make sure that appear that they're really doing something. They may have one or two major raids a year, but they're not stopping the employers who are using large number of illegal immigrants. And certainly if they do send them home, while they do not do anything at all, to punish the people who knowingly and intentionally are violating our laws. It's actively being encouraged. Why? Because the movement's being funded by the Ford Foundation. And the Ford Foundation is a subversive organization. It was founded by Henry Ford, who was a disciple of the occult. He was deeply involved in spiritualism. He was involved in theosophy. He was involved in the occult. He financed both the communist movement, and he financed the Nazi movement, both founded in the occult. But his foundation today is using tax-exempt money to fund LULAC, which is an organization for illegal immigrants. La Raza, that means the race, it's a racist organization, is for illegal immigrants. MALDAVE, an organization for illegal immigrants, all being funded with tax-exempt money from the Ford Foundation. And you must understand that the Ford Foundation is an extension of the Council on Foreign Relations, one of its primary financiers. The Council on Foreign Relations is itself a subversive organization intent upon bringing about global government and destroying the constitution of our nation. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Would like to know what you think about the fact that they are refusing to build the fence. They're refusing to enforce our immigration laws. They're refusing to allow English to be the official language of our nation. They're doing everything they can to simply lower the living standards of the American people and, of course, create a situation where you're going to be able to, one time before too long, I think you're going to have chaos in our cities as they play one racial group against another, where people are out of work or where people are not going to be able to get their benefits, welfare benefits, where the whole safety net begins to collapse. And, of course, there are terrorist organizations working openly in America. You're never going to hear about them, but they work out of places like Islamburg. And we're going to have a guest, I think, tomorrow evening or Wednesday, tomorrow at 3 o'clock talking about Islamburg. And there really is the plan to foster terrorism in America. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Give us a call if you have any question, comment. Maybe you disagree. Maybe you really think they built the fence, which was authorized in 2006. They were to have it finished by 2007. And so far they've built 35 miles of double-tiered high fence that is impenetrable. The rest of the border is essentially open. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our telephone number, 1.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets that'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at radioliberty.com. That's radioliberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Verkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Verkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Give us a call, and I hope our producers call both of the lines that we have, the 800 line as well as the other line. But under any circumstances, why it's going to be open lines, give us a call at 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. How do you feel about illegal immigration? Do you think we ought to just give up and say, well, let's give them all amnesty? That would certainly solve the problem. Then we wouldn't have an illegal immigrant problem because they'd all be, of course, either citizens or on the road to citizenship. Is that a good approach to the problem? Certainly, we know that from polls that the vast majority of the American people support what's going on in Arizona. In fact, as we said during the last hour, a meeting of the Democratic governors that they held in conjunction with President Obama, and the governors pleaded with President Obama not to pursue this lawsuit against Arizona because it is so unpopular all across America. And some of the polls show that 80 to 90 or even more of the American people support what the state of Arizona is doing. Now, you have to understand that they're running a lot of phony polls. Why would they have phony polls? Because they don't want the American people to know what's going on. They want the American people to think that, well, certainly they're in a minority if they really want to defend America, if they want to defend our culture, if they want to defend American values. Why, you are a racist. That's what it's all about. You're motivated by racism because you hate Mexicans. And it has nothing to do with hating Mexicans. We have an awful lot of good people who are Mexican, but of course, what we have to understand is that they want to give this impression, they want to put you on the defensive, and simply what you need to point out is there are a lot of good Mexican people who are good Americans because they came here legally, they abide by our laws, they learn our language, but of course, the elitists do not want a solution to the problem. They want, of course, the conflict. This is what it's all about. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we do have a caller. We'll have him on the line here in just a moment, but don't be bashful. Give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and we'll go to Adam calling here from Flint, Michigan. Hi, Flint. Adam, how are you doing?
Oh, pretty good, thank you.
All right, fine. It's pretty late back there, but glad to have you with us. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm still hanging in there. Do you suppose that the recent kind of surprising to me ruling in favor of the rights of gun owners has something to do with these plans to further flood the country with Mexicans? Do you feel like maybe they're hoping that we do some dirty work or what?
I frankly do not know. I do not know what motivates the people on the Supreme Court. The vote was 5-4. There are 4 people who voted against the right of the people to keep and bear arms, and there's certainly 5 who, including Justice Kennedy, who said that the Second Amendment meant people had the right to have weapons to protect themselves. And I certainly concur. I'm just so glad that they got that through, and certainly with the retirement of John Paul Stevens and a replacement by the homosexual activist, Ms. Kagan, why, of course, and she is a lesbian, everybody knows that. Why is President Obama appointing a lesbian to the Supreme Court? Why, very simply, because he, Rahm Emanuel, of course, is his chief of staff. Rahm Emanuel is a homosexual. And President Obama and Rahm Emanuel belonged, at least according to an article you can get on the Internet from Wayne Mattson, they both belonged to the same gay bathhouse back there in Chicago. And go up on the Internet and pull down the article by Wayne Mattson about the gay bathhouse and there was Rahm Emanuel and Barack Obama. I've had people from Chicago telling me, everybody back there then knew that Barack Obama was gay, but you have to understand that there is a moral decay in our country at every level of government. In the media, certainly everything makes you think that homosexuality is all right. They want to have homosexuality in the military. And this is an abomination to God. And basically, God is going to take action against this country, I fear, in the not-too-distant future. But as far as the gun legislation, no, I'm just so pleased that they have this. But I think that people are going to need weapons to protect themselves and their families. And I don't think you should be going out on the streets and doing anything, but I think you're going to need protection for yourself, because I think we're moving into a period really of chaos and crisis. Go ahead. And our telephone number again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Adam, you hang on. I'll get back and I'll let you say whatever you want to, okay, as soon as we get into the break. But we have Adam calling us from Flint, Michigan. And our telephone again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Okay, Adam, go right ahead.
I never thought I'd see the day where the Supreme Court was saving us from something, but I'm very happy that they ruled the way they did. You don't think there's any link, though, because it just seems so strange that one group would be doing everything they can to cause calamity and tension, and the other group and the government is arming us. So making sure that we have the right to arm ourselves.
Well, I'm just glad that they are. And certainly, you may be right that there's a specific purpose behind it. I'm not certain there is. All we can do is wait and see how this thing unfolds.
Yeah. All right.
And certainly, wouldn't you have felt terrible if the vote had gone the other way?
Yeah. Well, at least... if you're not a felon, you can go get yourself a firearm and practice with it.
But the thing is, this is only to defend yourself and your family. We certainly should not be doing other things.
Well, of course not.
Okay, but right now, of course, what we need to do is educate the public about the spiritual forces behind what's going on. Until people understand that, none of this really makes sense.
Yeah, I'm seeing that now, so it's just odd. Things have decayed so much.
Okay, anything else you'd like to say, Adam?
No, that about does it. Thanks a lot.
All right, God bless, and thanks so much for calling in. Again, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. If you have a question, a comment, you agree or you disagree, why we need, of course, to have But it's simply your thoughts as far as what's happening as far as immigration. And I really believe that if America is going to be a sovereign nation, it's going to be able to have to be able to protect its borders. If a nation cannot protect its borders, it's not a sovereign nation. And certainly some people say, oh, well, we don't want a fence down there. Fences can be used to keep people in as well. It's just, what a ridiculous statement. And I had a guest not too long ago who made that sort of a statement. Oh, well, we don't want to build a border fence because it can be used to keep people in. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you can get out of the United States at the present time anytime you want to. You can get out through the legal means. You can fly out. You can get out by boat. What we want to do is keep people from coming to America, not people keep people from getting away from America. But they use all sorts of sophistic arguments to justify not doing what is logical, and that is defending the sovereignty of the United States of America. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and our regularly scheduled guest didn't show up, so our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and it's up to you to give us a call. If you have a question, a comment, we've been talking about immigration, but if you'd like to talk about something else, why, we'd love to talk to you and get your thoughts on what's going on. But the major thing is, Glenn Spencer, who is to be our guest this evening, has told me that certainly he was at a meeting. A lot of the ranchers down there along the border are up in arms because, of course, it's not even safe on their own property. A rancher was recently killed on his own property in cold blood, just gunned down by an illegal immigrant who then went across the border and was never apprehended. And you must understand that everything is being done to drive the ranchers off the border and simply turn that land over, is sort of a no man's land between the United States and Mexico. Even the city of Phoenix, the area between Phoenix and the border, is becoming increasingly lawless. And Phoenix is becoming a kidnap center, and more people are being kidnapped. The incidence of crime is rising in Phoenix. Now, fortunately, they have a very good sheriff there, and he is not afraid to take strong actions. Of course, the federal government hates the sheriff there in Phoenix because he tries to enforce the law. He tries to do a good job, and that is the last thing they want in Washington, D.C. They want to see the breakdown of law and order in our society. And one of the results, of course, of this current economic contraction is the layoff of police officers in Sydney, up in Oakland, where, of course, they had riots just last week after the decision as far as the manslaughter conviction of a gentleman who had actually, and I think he was stupid, he had no business at all shooting a man who was down. He said he was just going to taser him. I don't think you have to taser somebody who's laying on their stomach. I think it's unjustified. I do not have any idea why he would have done what he did. I don't think it was premeditated murder, but it was murder, and I think he ought to go to prison on it. Well, let's go to Ray, who's calling us. Is this Ray from Santa Cruz again?
I'm calling you again.
Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295, and go right ahead, Ray.
I do want to mention the fact that there are a lot of Latino gangs operating in Watsonville and Santa Cruz, but the situation has been getting very, very bad. Where I live, there was a kid that was murdered, a young 15-year-old kid, was murdered riding down 17th Avenue on a bicycle by some Latino youth. And, of course, they had to prove themselves so they could be sent to jail and join the gangs, you know, in the jails. And this is what happened. These people are coming up illegally. They're living in houses in Santa Cruz, 20, 15 people in a house. Running a house, and they're illegal, and this is happening all over Santa Cruz.
You're absolutely right, Ray. We're beginning to see the destruction of our little town because the good people haven't been involved.
It's destroying the city, and there have been quite a few murders and quite a few situations. Now, what I'm thinking is that the DEA, the FBI, came down to Santa Cruz to beef up the police force. So what do? Nothing was mentioned about it. It's been months since they said they were going to crack down on the Mexican gang. They never did. They're playing around.
Well, Ray, we really don't know what they're doing. We do know over in Salinas that they came in over there, and it took them about 9 months to a year before they did an undercover job, and they ended up arresting 20 or 30 of the gang members over there.
Yeah.
And hopefully that is what they're doing here. All we can do is hope they're doing what's right, and we'll just have to wait and see. I won't criticize them. I want to see what they're really doing, and they can't tell us what they're doing if they're really trying to infiltrate the gangs, okay?
I don't want to single out anybody. I didn't mean to, you know, and the other question I asked before was kind of inane.
Right. Anything else you'd like to say? We've got another caller.
One other thing. The copying of illegal Social Security cards is becoming a very, it's becoming very dire. They somehow they're able to copy Social Security cards. And this went on in Santa Cruz. I can't remember what area. It was somewhere near Seaside. They found some youths that had been, you know, that had phony Social Security cards, and they found out how they were getting them, and they were finding out who was making them, and there were some arrests made. But what I'm saying is that, you know, the amount of illegals that are coming into Santa Cruz is alarming, very alarming.
Well, I would agree with you, and it is only because our city council allows that, in fact, actively encourages it, and of course they have discouraged our police from taking any action against the people who are here illegally. So, basically, Mike Rotkin said they had written a treatise when he was up there at the university on how you would take over a local community, and they've carried it out, how the Marxists would take over a local community. Thanks so much for calling. Okay, fine. Let's go to Chris, who's calling us from Michigan. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Chris. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
I have a question or comment.
Just a little comment. Kind of a far out there idea, but I guess I totally support Arizona and their law and everything. But what I was saying is. You know, you're talking about how a man had been murdered on his own property in Texas, and then that guy's talking about all the gang violence in California. Well, I mean, if this keeps up in escalation like it appears to be doing, I mean, don't you think that eventually, that could maybe lead to them declaring martial law?
Sure. I think they actually want to create a situation, but I think it's going to get a lot worse before they do it. Sure, you got to create the problem before you come up with a planned solution, which is martial law, taking guns away from all the law-abiding citizens, and of course, freedom at that point will become simply a remembrance of things past. The people within the invisible government hate freedom, and they hate the Constitution. And you're absolutely right. They're doing this thing intentionally and purposely.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way it looks like. I mean,
I think you're absolutely right.
And then all the drug trafficking and stuff, we already know, watching that, I watched that YouTube video that they had put out, the Invisible Empire, and they were talking about how, the CIA had, funded all that drug trafficking back in the 80s.
And it's still funding it today. The CIA is the major conduit for drugs throughout the world today. And why do you think the American troops over there in Afghanistan are guarding the opium fields?
Exactly.
But you see, the average American finds that so difficult to believe. That's why they need to get our four tapes set on, is there really a war on drugs? You'll actually hear President Clinton on that set when asked the question at a press conference about the drug smuggling at Mena Airport when he was the governor. His response was, well, that wasn't me. That was a federal operation there at Mena Airport where they're smuggling drugs. So basically, you're absolutely right. Anybody can go up on the internet and put in the CIA and drugs, and everybody in the world knows the CIA is the major conduit for drugs, except the American people. Anything else, Chris?
I was actually just going to find out, where can you get your book in anywhere, any bookstores?
No, basically, you could have them order it, but you could get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927, and simply call them, and you can get it. It's inexpensive, but it will give you the information you need to understand what's going on.
All right. Well, hey, you have a good night, Dr. Stan.
God bless.
Pleasure talking to you again.
Thanks so much, and let's go to Jimmy calling us from Florida. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Jimmy. How are we doing?
Fine, and you?
Go right ahead.
A few days ago, you had a guy on your program that was talking about how Robin Rubin looted the Treasury. Was this guy pretty credible?
Well, Rubin, Sidney, I'm not sure who you're specifically talking about.
It was one of your guests here a few days ago, and he talked about this.
How he looted the Treasury?
Yeah, and he took all the money out of Social Security and put it in the general fund.
No, I think that what he was basically talking about was that there was a Social Security fund, and basically, I don't think Robert Rubin did that. They've done this for a long period of time. They started doing this back under the Johnson administration, stealing the money out of Social Security and putting it in the general fund. So, suddenly, they've done it, but it wasn't all Robert Rubin. I don't like Robert Rubin at all. Of course, he, a member of the Trilateral Commission, comes from Goldman Sachs. Certainly, he was the Secretary of the Treasury, I believe, under Bill Clinton, but he's not responsible personally for that. It's a standard program of simply stealing the people's money, spending it, and now, of course, when we need the money from the trust fund to keep Social Security, financially solvent, there's no money there. So they're going there. They've got these IOUs from the government. They take the IOUs of the government. The government says, we don't have any money. We'll just have to borrow more money, and that's part of the $5 billion we're borrowing every day to fund, of course, the Social Security system. Social Security is bankrupt, so is Medicare. They're both Ponzi schemes, and Ponzi schemes always fail, and they both failed. That's why they had to get this health care bill through with their death panels. And, of course, the death panels weren't in the health care bill. They were in the stimulus bill. That's where they were. And, of course, you look and see who's on that. The death panels, and there's Rahm Emanuel's brother, Zeke Emanuel, who says, we've just got to forget about the Hippocratic Oath and think more about society than about the lives of our patients. And he's not fit to be a doctor. Anything else, Jimmy?
That's it for now. I appreciate it.
Well, God bless. Thanks so much for calling. And let's go to Kurt, who's calling from Pacific Grove. Again, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Hi, Kurt. How are you doing?
Fine. Made another move, and things look well here.
Okay, fine. Well, that's pretty up there in Pacific Grove.
Oh, it sure is. It's lovely.
It's almost as nice as Santa Cruz, but go right ahead. Except you don't have our university and you don't have our city council, but go ahead.
Anyway, the thing is that, in Germany, 60, 70 years ago, and in the various communist countries, all of us in free-loving countries were very offended that anybody that was in a country like that had to show their ID all the time. They had to carry papers with them. And a number of years ago, many of us were quite excited that one fellow took it all the way to the Supreme Court that he didn't have to carry ID. He was a free American citizen, and as a free American citizen, he could walk around without carrying an ID card. And we're all complaining about universal ID card. And then suddenly, now understand, I agree with you on this on one side, but on the other side, suddenly here in Arizona, everyone has to carry an ID card. And I think that may be a greater threat to liberty in some ways than we would like to see.
All right, Kurt, I want you to tell me what, of course, your solution would be to the problem of illegal immigration down along the border where they're getting a condition of total lawlessness. The whole system of law and order is going to break down. What would your solution be?
Close the border.
But they will not close the border. So since Arizona is not allowed to close the border, what's wrong with enforcing? These are the federal guidelines. These are the federal immigration laws, which the federal government does not certainly enforce. And basically, do you know what the Arizona law says?
Well,
does the Arizona law say? You disagree with it. What does the Arizona law say?
Well, it was just the part about showing an ID card.
But when do you show your ID card?
when you're pulled aside for suspicion.
No, you're not, no, you're entirely wrong, Kurt.
Okay, go ahead.
What it is, if you are pulled over, if you are stopped for a criminal offense or a suspected criminal offense, only this cannot be done for racial profiling. It cannot be done because you look like you might be a legal immigrant. But if you are being stopped for an illegal act, why then, of course, they have the right to ask for your identification. That's the only time. Did you know that?
You said another half of it is the same as what I said.
No, you said that you could be, anybody could be stopped, you know, just because you look like you're an illegal immigrant. No, this would be if you were involved in a crime. You see, that basically, if the police have stopped you, they should be able to ask for your identification. And if you don't have it, then you should be forced to get your identification if you're an American citizen. But if you do not want them to do that, what would you do?
Well, first of all, I said suspicion, you said suspicion, that's the same thing.
No, it's not suspicion. No, basically, you're being stopped for a crime, or it's assumed that you've been involved in a crime.
Well, that's suspicion. And that's what they did in Germany.
No, this is not what they did. No, wait a minute. In Germany, of course, they just went after people because they have their race or something else. Here, if you take away the right of the police to stop people when they have been involved in a crime or they think they may have been involved in a crime, would you take away from the police the right to stop anybody that they thought might have been involved in a crime? Or to intervene if they thought the criminal activity was taking place, that's what you want to do away with?
No, not at all.
Well, but that's what you're saying, because you're saying they do not have the right to be suspicious. Of course they have a right to be suspicious. You have to have responsible police officers, but if they think that somebody is involved in a crime, what's wrong with them asking for identification?
I have called a cop on being on a fishing expedition and not having legal rights to stop me in my car. But what I'm saying here is, in this country, a few years ago, we would be highly offended if we had to carry ID. Now in Arizona, you have to carry ID.
Well, what do you think? Do you think if you're in a car, you should have an identification card?
Well, then if you're driving, you have to have a license.
Well, that's right. And so shouldn't a police officer have the right to ask for the identification?
What if a person is walking down the sidewalk?
Well, it's not walking down the sidewalk, but it's primarily the people in cars, and of course they're being stopped because they think they may have been involved in criminal activity. Maybe they violated the traffic laws. But you see, what you're doing is putting up all sorts of barriers to trying to stop this thing. This certainly could be abused, but if you've read the law, which you obviously haven't, you would know that certainly there are specific stipulations to stop any sort of racial profiling. And basically, the law has already, this is the federal law. Did you object to the federal law?
The federal law.
The federal law basically is identical to the Arizona law. What they've done is codified the federal law into Arizona law. Did you know that?
We're talking about two different things.
No, we're not. We're talking about the Arizona law, which codifies into law what the federal law is, which they refuse to enforce.
But the Supreme Court decision a few years ago was that you don't have to carry an ID with you, and I agree with that.
All right, fine, but let's imagine that you don't have to carry an ID, but what happens if you're an illegal immigrant and you cannot prove you're here legally?
But our law...
You really don't want to stop illegal immigration, do you?
I do.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You're making all sorts of sophisticated arguments. Basically, if you don't have any identification, you should be able to go get your identification and prove that you're here legally.
I was in Salinas last night, and I was horrified. Nobody spoke English in a huge shopping.
That's right, and it's going to continue as long as you take this idea that we cannot enforce the federal law. That's all Arizona's trying to do.
Nope.
You hang on. We'll be back in just a moment. All right, Kurt, tell me what you want to do. You say you want to force them, you want to close the border, they won't close the border. What would you do in Arizona?
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, I was horrified when I saw the plight of the people in Haiti after the earthquake. But a similar event could happen right here in the United States, and that's why you should call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and purchase a supply of his products. Freeze-drying is a great way to preserve food. I know because I bought a supply 40 years ago, and when I opened a can recently, the food was as fresh and tasty as when I purchased it. We're living in uncertain times, so if you'd like to have a supply of ground beef, diced beef, chicken, vegetables, or fruit on hand, call the freeze-dry guy at 866-404-FOOD, that's 866-404-FOOD, and mention you heard about him right here at Radio Liberty.
Where are my car keys? What did I come in this room for? Where did I put that?
A common condition called age-related memory loss is robbing millions of people of their ability to remember and think clearly. And Alzheimer's and Parkinson's are occurring at younger ages, even early 20s and 30s. And there's much evidence that brain inflammation may be the cause. Brain inflammation may also cause depression and insomnia. But there's great news. Studies show by taking special, powerful nutrients, brain inflammation and its damaging effects may be greatly reduced. And that's why neurosurgeon Dr. Russell Blaylock created his brain repair formula to reduce brain inflammation and maintain a healthy brain. So, for a free book on brain health or information on Dr. Blaylock's special brain repair formula, call 1-800-SPECIAL or visit 1-800-SPECIAL.com. 1-800-SPECIAL.
Prove they're a citizen, they should be given an opportunity to prove they're a citizen or here legally. And if they can't prove they're here legally, they ought to be turned over to the Immigration and Naturalization Service. That's all that the law says, and that is really what the federal law says. Some people really don't want to enforce that law for whatever reason. They want to use all sorts of sophistic arguments to say, oh, it's terrible, everybody has to carry ID. No, you don't have to carry ID, but if you're driving a car, shouldn't you have ID? If you are arrested for a crime, shouldn't they have the right to ask if you're here legally? And if you cannot demonstrate you're here legally, shouldn't the police have the right to turn you over to the INS? That's all it's doing, and there are people who don't want that. They'll use all sorts of sophisticated arguments. But the real thing is, oh my goodness, they don't want to stop illegal immigration. Read the arguments that are put forward by the New York Times, which is part of the CFR, Trilateral Commission Complex. Read the arguments that are put forward by the Washington Post, that are put forward by our legal or by our liberal columnists, and understand there's an organized effort to come up with all sorts of arguments as to why we should not try to stop illegal immigration. Why we shouldn't build a fence. After all, fences can be used to keep people in as well as keep people out. We certainly wouldn't want to take away the rights of American citizens just to stop illegal immigration. I don't want to take away the rights of American citizens. What happens if people are not American citizens? They suddenly do not have any identification to prove they're citizens. That suddenly they can always get a lawyer or somebody. They can go back and get their birth certificate. People can prove they're American citizens. This is a sophisticated argument. And they want to raise this question in your mind. Well, aren't we going to lose our freedom by trying to stop illegal immigration? And I am as concerned as anybody about the police state that we're moving towards. I hope every one of you will want to get a copy of Alex Jones' excellent DVD, The Invisible Empire, and his DVD, Police State 4, both of which we have in supply. I hope you'll want to get a copy of my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. I hope you'll want to get the DVDs on the secret mystery of America's beginning. There are three of them in the set, and you can get them separately or together. To understand the prophetic significance of what's coming on down the line, why, of course, Sydney, you can get our 10 DVD series, part one or part two, of the final countdown, and you should get the book that goes with that, to understand the prophetic significance of what's happening. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we hope that many of you out there, if you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and help us, why, we'd love to hear from you. Our telephone number, again, 1-800-544-8927. Your job is to go to our website, read our newsletters if you haven't read them before, listen to our radio programs, watch our DVDs, get other people to watch them. You may not agree with everything we say, but we hope as time goes by that you will. And we're not always right, but I really believe that the immigration law in Arizona is not perfect. But it's the best possible thing we can do because all it does is codify into the Arizona law what the federal law says and is not being enforced. And we have a real problem because we have people who want to destroy America. And when you understand that, you can understand why they're shipping our jobs overseas, why they're outsourcing our jobs, why they're people bringing in people with H-1B visas, why they won't enforce our immigration laws, why they've shut down our steel industry and our textile industry and our electronic industry, and they're in the process of shutting down our automotive industry. We used to make 18 million cars a year, now we make about 10 or 11 million, and it'll probably be dropping as time goes by. Why they've stopped offshore oil drilling in not only in the Gulf, but in Alaska. Why are they doing that? Because they want to destroy our oil industry as well. Please remember our number, 1-800-544-8927.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome to the Power Hour Radio Show, ladies and gentlemen. It is 2 June 2010. Thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for caring about your world, your family, your friends. Educating those who are not so fortunate. That's right. There are so many people out there that are not so fortunate as Power Hour listeners that don't have access to information, to really what's going on in the world. We're walking around in some kind of daze thinking, hey, there's an answer to every problem and the government can do it. Well, the government can't do it, and obviously we see that in the Gulf right now. It's beyond belief. It is beyond what we would have ever imagined. It is so bad, and people are actually getting acclimated to how bad it is. That's what is frightening to me, is they're getting acclimated to the tragedy. That's the one thing we don't want. So we're going to cover 10 points of what BP is horrendously guilty of, how they have benefited, or how the Deepwater Horizon people have benefited. Shocking information now surfaces on the Deepwater rig, and yet what are they doing? Well, the robots have thus succeeded, but the bad news is, well, I'll tell you a little bit later what that bad news is. And if you're in Dolphin Island, Alabama, get ready. It's coming to a shore near you. And, of course, we have U.S. Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen on the beaches now to take care of the problem. Well, not really. He's there to talk. Israel and Gaza, major event. Diplomatic dilemma with new news surfacing on that one also. And it's all a matter of the U.S. taking sides with Israel until what happened yesterday, until the new information came out. And now it's a matter of, now we have a problem. What are we going to do? European markets down overnight, 1%. Dow yesterday was down 112. You know what amazes me? How the stock market can be down 112, and the next day the futures are showing it up 43. It's always amazing how the futures can just rebound back. Are you taking the diet drug Ally? You've heard about it. You've seen it at the China Central store. If you buy Ally from China Central...